I'll admit, I am not usually one for reading, much less repeating, old sermons written by dead people who are so far removed from our time and social context. But this week, I stumbled onto something written by a guy named Mark Frank. And again, to be honest, I'd never heard of him. I know he has a rather modern-sounding name, but he actually lived in the 17th century. He was a priest and a theologian. He did several degrees at Cambridge and went on to become chaplain to two archbishops of Canterbury. He wrote this line in one of his Christmas sermons, and it has stayed with me. And obviously, the language has been modernized just a bit. This is a day of mysteries. It is a mysterious business we are about. Christ wrapped up, Christ in the sacrament, Christ in a mystery. I think the good Reverend Dr. Frank was entirely right. We usually stop talking about the mysteries of Christmas once children reach a certain age. But there's so much more we don't know. Even us learned adults who paid attention in Sunday school, right? Maybe even read the Bible a little bit, right? Heck, we don't even know for sure how our celebration of Christmas began. There are some hypotheses, but Christmas as we know it probably didn't even start until 300 years or more after Jesus was born. And because I find them interesting, I'm going to inflict upon you the two leading historical theories. First is what is called the history of religions approach. This is the fairly popular claim that Christians picked December 25th to counter the Roman festival celebrating the birth of their sun god. And by the time this theory makes it onto social media, the suggestion is that Christmas is a pagan holiday and we shouldn't celebrate it. And that is a gross misreading of the facts, but the underlying notion actually has some merit. Yet there's competition, and one scholar I know and respect leans toward a slightly different alternative. It's going to take me a second to get there. The line of thinking goes like this. Jesus was crucified on March 25th. That may or may not be historically accurate, but we're going to go with it. The great church father Tertullian wrote it, so everybody just assumed it was true. So the early church thought that Jesus had to have lived for a whole number of years because fractions were imperfect. And second, there was this rabbinic tradition that all the patriarchs lived an exact number of years. So if Jesus died on March 25th, he must have been conceived on March 25th. You do the math, and he must have been born on December 25th. I know, it's kind of wacky, right? The bottom line is, we have honestly no idea how this celebration started, but at least we have a firm grasp on what it's all about. I mean, don't we? It's the Holy Incarnation. It's God taking human form to save creation. It's the power of God in the fragility of an infant. But yet it makes about as much sense to me as how we set the date of Christmas. It's just too big to comprehend. And I'm left with so many questions. Why did it have to be like this? How can somebody be fully human and fully divine? Did Jesus know this plan as he was growing up? Well, how could he not? And how could he not have told someone? So let me return to Frank's sermon and add the next sentence. This is a day of mysteries. It is a mysterious business we are about. Christ wrapped up. Christ in the sacrament, Christ in a mystery. Let us be content to let it go, believe, admire, and adore it. This Christmas, I hope you didn't come here for answers, because I don't intend to offer you any. Instead, I invite you to dwell in the great mystery of the whole thing. Rejoice in the fact that we don't have to have it all figured out. Celebrate that Christ's presence with us in the world, and indeed in the sacrament we'll soon share, doesn't depend one iota on our own understanding or even our worthiness. Because we could not go to God, God came to us. We have heard the message. We have seen the signs. So my friends, come, believe it, admire it, adore it. Amen.